You know, heroes come in many different forms. Some heroes carry a sword, others carry a pen. Some heroes inspire us to continue, and other heroes convince us that the end is coming. I tried to be a hero once, and you know, it just isn't for me. I prefer being a storyteller, inspiring others. Possibly, they can make a difference. Maybe you can make a difference too. The only difference between you and me is you're on the top side, and I'm stuck in the dungeon. Dungenetics! Mysteries. It was real simple. Just, you know, a crime lord that was deep connections to the council himself was stealing bodies and hoping to skin them alive to feed to the Dark One. Gross, I know. A great honor has been risen for us. A great feast in which we will now discover just how screwed up Haven really is. There is no shelter. So join us now as Lord Albert Shaw, Mark Ezio Tori, Gazah Kingsley, and Chester Winterbottom fight on to discover things aren't always as they seem. In fact, they never should be.
Good for her. She's on the internet with
many
pictures.
I've always been like that.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. I applaud her.
I applaud her confidence.
Okay, we're gonna...
Don't be jealous.
You guys wake up?
Yeah, we're waking up.
We're heading to the council.
Wake up from my stone. Wake.
Yeah.
To the council.
Do we need to go to the council?
Yes, they're looking for us.
We don't need to go to the council.
Not right away.
Looking for us.
Can we stop? You mentioned something about stopping by the church.
I say we should go to the church because we have the thing that came
from
the church.
To the church.
Why was it there? I want to know.
All right, you go to the cathedral. The cathedral's huge. It's bigger than any building in your town.
Okay.
This building's ginormous.
It was funded by the counselor.
If they have a gift shop, they got to pick up a shirt for my
really
kids.
Who is the really sickly thin guy? He fasts 2 out of 3 days.
Yep. Yeah.
He made most of his fortune from that expedition to that ancient battle site.
Yeah.
Because he found gold, a bunch of relics,
incense.
And then he used that money to build this cathedral.
Frankincense and myrrh.
Immersal.
And because he built it, the clergy here give him a portion of their teeth that they get from their followers.
Their teeth?
No, teeth.
Oh.
Teeth?
Teeth.
T-I-T-H-E.
Oh.
So, yeah. I looked it up. We're really not as smart as we think we are because it's tithe. All right, here.
Tithe.
There, it's that. It's 1/10 the annual procedure or earnings formally taken as tax for support of the church and clergy. So there we go.
Tithe.
Okay, one more time.
Tithe.
Yeah.
Tithe.
Shut up, we know. Okay. Back to the adventure.
It's like when you give money to your
dungeon. Yeah, I just said teeth.
They're like, boom!
That's what I heard. I heard teeth.
Tough church.
So basically...
Church of teeth.
And so
your teeth
basically...
people here.
You go there. There's a few dozen clergymen that work here.
Yeah.
Oh, well...
Where else are they going to
worship
work?
Here?
Where else
and,
they going
to
work?
You know, there's an altar, there's all the rooms, and off to the side, there's this one side, there's like a room with a bunch of glass things, and they have different displays in them, different relics. The other side.
You mean cases?
Yeah.
Okay.
The other side has this one case glass in particular things. That has basically like a jaw of an ancient prophet called the Saint Lear, who fought.
Is he a king by any chance?
No. Okay. Well, we should see if something's missing.
Fought like this, a huge army of these creatures that were stand against both darkness and light. Mm-hmm. But this was like thousands of years ago.
Cut off his ears.
Yeah.
And surrounding the teeth are actually six knights in full plate. You can't see anything. They're head to toe, and they're just standing silently with their swords in between their feet, watching over the teeth.
Teeth?
No.
These are actually teeth.
Okay.
These are actually teeth.
Oh, these are actually teeth?
Yes.
Church.
So they're basically like the British guards. So you can't take a tickle.
Yeah.
Poke them on the nose.
All right, enough of that. Do they have the item on display that we actually have? Don't take it out or anything like that.
Yeah, they have similar items to that, but not that item.
Okay. Do we notice an item missing out of something?
There's a bunch of displays. There's places where other items could fit, but there's more than one absence.
Can we talk to someone just to get the feel?
Hey, Vada!
We want to find the head person or a librarian.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Vada. You point me towards the guy in charge of
you grab one of the ranking clergy.
And I never grab a clergyman.
And he's like, oh, pilgrims like to the great grabbed. Cathedral.
Mostly pilgrims.
Yeah.
But we understand the dual divinity, and some of us practice more than others. But we had a couple questions just about the religion and sense and some of the holy relics that you actually have here. Certain ones were used in battle, and certain ones are more important than others?
They were from the ancient battle of Balsrae.
Okay.
Where Emerson the Pure, you know, the counselor, funded the expedition, and we recovered many artifacts from that. Some are from St. Lear's forces, but some are from the other side. The creature that controlled the army.
Creature?
Served what he called what that dwells in darkness.
Ooh.
Was his master's name. We've never met them. We have no idea what this creature is.
He who should not be named.
It's Voldemort.
It's Voldemort.
But some of the artifacts were very weird carvings and creaturesques. But they were mostly idols of the fallen army that we defeated.
Okay. You guys are the wizards. You guys figure this shit out.
should we ask him?
Okay.
Bane's like, I have
like a
no
sidebar.
Idea
like,
I have no idea what's going on.
Should we ask him if something went missing?
No, because that's just, I really don't, here's the thing. I don't trust anything connected to Ember Salt right now. I don't.
Yeah, I agree.
And if he's connected to this church.
No. No. Thumbs up.
Emerson, by the way, not Embersole.
No.
Just helping you out.
He's the fact checker.
I'm the one that pays attention.
Reference?
You know I'm just sitting here playing.
Reference, please.
Reference,
I'm just drawing pictures on my page because it's taking forever. We're not killing anything, so I don't care.
You killed things.
I know. I only care when I kill things.
It's a bone statue of what?
Investigating thought stuff.
Can you describe what the item was again?
It's a bone.
It's a bone statuette. It doesn't. It's not carved like any like human.
There's no faces on it.
It looks like some
anything.
Kind of creature. There's a few tentacles on it.
Tentacles. Black tentacles.
It's definitely from.
Yeah.
Do we destroy it? We can't give it to this church. We can't.
No, but what if we can we use it like leverage? Can we say we saw something? We can describe it and say we saw something. And ask where,
ask what it looks like, so they can verify that's what we got.
Yeah. Let's do that. Like we don't have it with us.
We were just in a battle.
We saw in a battle.
We don't have it in our back pocket. Or anything, so.
You see the little like the impression in your pants don't that's shaped like it.
We have nothing in our pouch here.
Start glowing.
But
sneaking candy into a movie theater. All right.
Who doesn't do that?
Everyone. The teeth item here that you guys have here.
Those are the teeth of St. Lear.
So it's the most powerful thing in this possession right now to defend against the Dark One. Or the whatever the T who lives
in the
dark.
It's the teeth of one of our most successful warrior prophets of the god.
How much would you pay for divinity? A bone statue?
A what?
A bone statue. Somewhere to come across a bone statue.
Shut up.
Depends on what the... Have you come across any artifacts?
Well, I'm not saying we have, but if we had, how much would it be worth?
My friend talks heavy in the mouth.
We had a few other artifacts that we had here, but Counselor Elmar took them.
Mm.
Now, why would he take them?
Yeah.
Supposedly, there was a wizard in the White Tower that was doing research on something.
Do you know the wizard's name?
No, Elmar came and took them. He didn't mention which wizard it was.
Interesting.
Well, thanks for the tour.
If I get closer to the teeth, does the thing in my pocket react in any way, shape, or form?
No, it comes but in your pocket. All the your pocket heads of the knights around it, they all start looking at you.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
You're getting a little too close. You gotta stay outside behind the red flannel.
I guess there are teleport rope.
I tickled rope.
The red rope. I guess there are a dimension door down. We just like fucking all take off.
Oh, that won't. Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Woo! We gotta go to this meeting.
Yeah, okay. We gotta go. But thank you.
You arrive at the council.
Where's Shaw?
Shaw.
Oh, that's right.
He's getting blowjobs right now with the Duke.
You see the counselors. They see you. And Esmond Wright.
What up, dog?
The first one that walks in, he just walks up and gives you a big hug. He's like, I can't believe that my property was being used like this. We found some very strange things in the wreckage of my factory warehouse.
So did we.
Yeah. Yeah, so did
we. We found some weird things in there before it was wrecked.
Dead bodies.
Bodies hanging from hooks.
Coolers of blocks.
Well, we didn't find anything hanging because it wasn't standing, but there was
before.
There was like this weird blood-filled cooler that we found at the bottom of the wood. We saw different various bodies.
Yes. They were hanging.
When you
on
see
hooks.
Your son, let him know he needs to be brought in for questioning.
Brother.
His brother?
Yeah.
When you see your brother, he's wanted by the law.
Well, we didn't find Digby anywhere. I haven't seen him in a while. But you've solved it. Those two bodies, amid one of the clergy, were able to identify them with Speak with the Dead rituals.
Huh. Ooh.
So you've obviously found who killed them.
Was it your daughter's boyfriend, by any chance?
One of them, yes. Avery Boom.
Well, that's good to know.
However, in one day, you were able to solve something that's been troubling us for over a week.
We're good like that. We're badass motherfuckers.
He's like, I've already commissioned. Tomorrow will be a day of celebration of your triumph. We will have a feast tonight. Everyone can go home, not work. And I will open my coffers and set up tents for the commoners in the town central.
Emerson.
Where's Counselor Emerson?
Emerson stands up. He's like, yes, is there something I could help you with?
Well, I didn't see him there.
Yeah, they're all seven.
Good going.
All seven of them are here.
Oh, okay. We swung by the church to check out some of the artifacts that were over there. And they said you had taken some out of the church.
Some relics? I took some a while back for one of my friends, Philosopher Ragnar, at the tower. Why is this a prominent information?
Oh, because we were the reason why we came here. Did we tell him this or anything?
No. Should we even show him what we got?
No, we're gonna tell him that we're trying to get into the White Tower.
I think he knows that.
Is that what we told him? Right?
Yeah, you told him that.
Okay. Because we were trying to get into the White Tower, so we just heard you giving stuff to someone that's inside the White Tower. We were wondering if that was the reason why the White Tower has since disappeared into a different plane of existence.
Because if those things that you gave to your friend, they're in the White Tower now, then you might be the one responsible for causing the White Tower to disappear.
He kind of looks a little surprised, and he's thinking. You can tell he's kind of looking down and thinking to himself. And he's like, I don't know. I hope that's not the case.
Where's your friend now? Don't say in the White Tower.
I haven't seen him since the tower left.
Of course. Everybody has missing people in that tower.
Everybody's got somebody missing in that tower.
They want to ensure that the situation stays peaceful within the town. So they're doing the thing. Esmond Wright is giving out food and drink to the common people. He sent up some tents. And your celebration will be within his manor within the town. And you've all gone and done something over the night after you guys got done.
I wasn't paying attention to all this.
But,
I was reading my thing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Basically, I was just brushing up on what you did last time. So now...
We killed vampires, didn't we?
Was he's that recapping. He's doing a recap. Well,
vampires was so long ago. That was in the nightclub.
That was when I was just editing, so that's why I...
Oh, crappers. Okay.
But,
Mark, come on.
So basically, you've all done your thing. You're all now back at the Howling Banshee.
Everything. We're meeting up after a hard night out.
This is the next day. It's almost lunchtime. There's a group of tailors waiting for you.
Some guy from Wright Fabrics. Well, according to what I know.
That's what I have.
Right in my pocket.
Okay.
There is only like one tailor in town.
There is, Wright Fabrics.
He's the best.
He's right. Well, there's no Michaels. So. Oh,
yeah. You know, you can never go wrong.
You know.
Yep. You go right.
He's there to. He's there to basically make you look the part this evening.
Our celebration.
And he says to you, you'll love the way you look.
I guarantee it, you're going to like the way
he's got that silver fox beard.
Because that guy's unemployed now. So
they fired him. His own company.
Yeah. They bought him out.
He was
and
doing
fired
nothing.
Him.
Except talking.
That's all he has to do.
So you wanted to bring the company public, and they got rid of him.
Robert.
So, all right, what are you guys doing? You're in the Howling Banshee. You've all spent the night in various ways.
Fellas? Hey, what up, man?
I like the way you look.
Thank you.
Are we all going to the same damn thing today?
I guess we're all dressed celebration. The same way. What
I
the
know.
Hell?
What is the celebration
Hutzel,
for, by the
Hutzel
way?
Arrived with escort from the...
Of course.
The
female escort?
You no. changed, man. You
sold out, dog. You sold out.
No, with guards from the keep.
Oh, hey. Like,
you're like, you need to represent your hood, dog.
How you
remember
doing,
where
buddy?
You from.
He's like the Aston Kutcher.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because last time I remember...
No one cares.
Have an audience with the Duke, so...
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I had to bend a knee. Duke. We have a standing army of 30, and he has a standing army of thousands, so...
They gave in to temptation.
Well, it wasn't so much temptation as much as you do what I say or I wipe you off the map kind of situation.
He really threatened that hard?
What?
He really threatened that hard?
Not so much him as much as the person that's controlling him, which turned out to be my sister.
I told you we should have killed that bitch!
We knew that.
However, I was able to ascertain a very interesting piece of information. It turns out that her whole reason for being in the city is because some other force behind the scenes is trying to take control of it, and she's been ordered to contain it, to stop it.
What do you mean
behind the scenes?
What type of force? What are you talking about?
She was very vague. Someone else other than the people she's working for is trying to take control of the city.
Mm.
But we don't know who or what or for why.
Yes. Demons.
I don't know if it's demons, guys.
Why is it going to be demons?
Hellfire and brimstone!
I didn't want to tell you guys, but I'm seeing visions in my sleep of demons around.
Demons again?
Last time we followed your visions, we got attacked by leaf people.
I'm telling you.
This is true.
No, you notice every once in a while lately, like, you'll see Kazaa, like, talking to himself.
I'm going crazy, guys. Demons.
You know, we told you to carry on this big black staff and the crystal skull and every other piece of magical garb.
Hey, I like to carry everything I find.
He likes to carry everything that has a mind of its own.
He's, like, talking to the flask. Yeah, yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I'm just telling you. There's a heads up.
Okay, sounds good.
For future reference.
You know, I just realized this. Everything you have does talk to you. You have a staff that talks to you. You have a flask
like
that talks to you. You have a crystal
skull. That's why I'm going insane. I'm all those voices. And I'm married.
Are you?
Jesus Christ.
And yet you never talked to her.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
And you guys never listened to me. That's the only people I want to talk to.
I've heard you talk before.
Come on, socks and shoes. We're out of here.
I like Fantasia. Everything's like dancing around. Yeah,
a dancing broom behind you.
Dark vision, something's up.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
What do you
pretty
see?
Pretty much.
Is that?
Just warnings of demons abound. So there could be something up.
It doesn't have to be actual demons, though. It could be people who that's what I'm are evil.
Well, yeah. His last vision showed leaves, but it turned out they were elves.
Yeah,
so
it's flying demon, in on leaves.
Demons about could be saying, kids dressed up as demons.
Saying, no, it's not kids.
Trick or treat. I got candy for
something really bad happened to me last night. I was, you know, trying to do my thing.
It happens to every guy.
No, I wasn't
drunk last night.
Okay, guys, I almost lost it to the darkness. I almost, like, completely. Yeah, well, okay. I was tracking this.
Did you get lost in the woods again?
No.
Did you change into a goat?
No. Yes, I did.
Some guy found you?
No, there's no sex.
Oh. Well, hey.
What is going on here?
Shoot yourself in the dark.
Okay, check this out. So I'm down this alleyway.
What's his name? Hakeem.
No, be quiet. I'm in the farmer's market. I turn into a goat. I follow this thing that I thought was
in the farmer's market. You turn into a goat?
But why?
In front of people?
Well, I was tracking this
other goat.
No, it's presence. There's something in this town that's really trying to destroy it from the bottom up.
See, that's what I... Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I got close to it.
Did you find a tree?
And then I lost my vision. Things got really, really dark. And then, you know, it is... Okay.
Did you wake up without a kidney?
No, but I...
You woke up with a sore butt.
I woke up next to an elf, though.
And it's humble noise.
Who's missing a horn?
Depends on the horn. Either way, all I know is there's other druids in this town right now. They're telling me to quit being so foolish and quit tracking this thing.
Ooh.
Well, wasn't hairy and fall around in the moonlight, does it?
Bob,
good. No, and it wasn't me.
Just enough.
Well.
Okay, so there were all of the consensus that there is some other force.
Wait, we always knew there was creepy things going on around here.
Demons and a slain elf.
I mean, God, we're undead ourselves. I mean, jeez.
I'm not worried about the elf. The elf I know is from my druid circle, so.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you found a process that maybe you're the demon?
No.
I mean, I'm magical.
We're
seeing.
All technically, we're dead at one
you're
time.
You're not.
We were all dead at one point, and then we came back to life.
Did we really die?
We're
okay, Mr. What a Twist.
We weren't really
but
dead.
Did we really die?
Did we really die?
Were I don't
we
know.
Just poisoned and put in there and we woke up and just forgot everything we ever did?
Well,
as
for me, the messenger from the Royal Eye has delivered me a message this morning about their concern about the dwindling visor population within Haven.
Visor population? Oh, people wearing visors?
Yes. many of them have booked cheap passage to their homeland to flee the undead plague. And this is unsettling the delicate political balance within the southern Glassfield. In addition to having a few shipping contacts, I've established, since I'm now able to disguise myself as Miles Carver.
The guy we killed. The guy you killed.
Yes.
The guy you killed.
I now can... I have filled up paperwork and now people think
he's
I am
he's establishing a growing business
illegal
under the impersonation of someone he murdered that was against his lord.
Yes.
Wait, can Hutzel know this?
Hutzel. Of course I know this.
Just don't listen to this, bud.
Wait.
You're ruler. You're okay with this?
Are you okay with this?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I need to say yes.
Actually, I'm doing it
For you. Yes,
for him.
But...
I mean, he has so far been contributing his profits to the royal treasury.
All my profits
he's my
to me.
CIA. Okay,
they're then, going directly
that's
to.
That's all I need to
these
know.
These are NSA directly to the company.
Doesn't matter.
The company till is
if you're the CIA, then we're okay.
I like to consider myself the NSA.
They're a little more prestigious.
I listen to all your pigeon calls.
He reads all the pigeon calls.
I snare all the carrier pigeons.
Those are private.
And read them and then send them back on their way.
Sends me dick pics that
way. No. One time he pulls down too. The carrier pigeon and turns into Bobby and is holding them.
Yeah, but you can only see the image for like 5 seconds. It's pretty good Snapchat.
It's really badly drawn though. We need to work on that. Your drawing skills are terrible.
Stick figures are just wieners.
So that's everything that's been going on in our neck of the woods. Back to you guys in the studio. Big balls!
Don't you dare.
Well, tell us some more. Like, when's it taking place?
It's
like,
no, no, you're the one that should know. It's your
ball.
It's this evening at the Wright residence.
Now on sale, $2 for $4. Shaw's balls.
Shaw's balls.
All right.
It's at the Wright residence.
Maybe at the party
he's
with
here
the
to make you your outfits. No charge, of course.
Good. Can I tip him anyway if he gives me a bow tie and the suspenders?
Sure.
Sweet. I will give him 1 gold piece. I'm miserly.
That's not bad for a tailor.
Yeah, well, then there we go, man. $1.99.
They're tipping the tailor?
Because I got some sweet duds. Screw you guys.
One gold piece for a tailor, they probably make about one or two gold pieces a month.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
So that's a substantial tip.
That would be one as well.
So basically, you guys make your outfits. He tells you that they will be ready in the...
I gave him one gold piece as well.
Okay.
So I have 874 gold pieces.
All right, you can...
I did that already.
I'm okay, broke. All my money goes to the kingdom, so whatever.
I mean, so right.
His money is the royal treasury.
I'm helping out my fellow merchant.
That's fair. That's fair.
As Miles Carver, pieces, right? One of the high established merchants in this town.
Miles!
I like to see you.
Pleasure.
Nice to meet you again.
That's a two studio over there.
I'm going to tax the revenue.
You get that right?
You're going to tax people? The revenue?
Wright Brothers? Wright Brothers Fabrics and Airplane Parts?
Do you need to make a name with Miles Carver with your face associated with it?
This is like the movie Face Off.
Okay, gotcha.
They're gonna
or
I'm entrenched already.
Okay, gotcha.
No, but you could. Who do you want to show up to the party as?
Miles Carver.
Miles Carver.
Yeah, you got to.
Miles Carver, man of mystery.
Wait a minute. I can mingle.
Nobody knows he died, right?
No, no one knows he died.
Because you're not gonna walk in here and be like,
you guys.
Yeah. Okay. All right, you're gonna be Miles Carver because you're gonna get the intel. You're gonna get.
The inside.
I'm the rogue for a reason.
Well, that's good. I didn't really remember your name in the first place. And Denzio? And Adonzio?
Ezio Matore?
Matore?
Ezio.
Whatever, Miles Carver.
I like Miles Carver.
You guys have all established this one thing you're going to harass me with the Miles Carver.
Miles Carver for life.
Forever.
Isn't he that guy during the Revolutionary War that like said the British were coming or something?
No.
No, that is definitely not
George Washington Carver is the guy that invented peanut butter.
Which is just as important when you really think
about it. We should call you that guy's name.
You can't remember that.
So basically, he makes your outfits. They'll be ready in 2 hours.
Cool.
When's the party? An hour and a half?
No, the party is this evening.
So... if you're Miles Carver, he has to have a relationship with
Edmund. Oh, Edmund. We're good. We're bros.
We're just making sure we get the details straight before we go into danger.
We are.
Yeah, I think you should talk to him.
Oh, do it up. Sure.
And then me and Bobby can.
When I get to the party, we will. But we're not there yet, so.
Well, we got a little. What are we gonna do until then?
Let's go drink.
I still want to meet with
pregame.
Alfred or Albert's
pregame.
Wife.
Pregame.
Can we meet your wife?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're married.
Yeah. His wife isn't in Haven.
No.
What?
What's she's back home.
Why'd you wait
in the kitchen where she belongs?
No. Why am I going to bring my wife on like this crazy adventuring?
Why wouldn't you live in the town you live in, though?
We're not in the town that we live in.
Yeah, you're not in Blue Meadow.
No.
Yeah.
We're in Haven.
Why are we out there, then?
Mark, where have you been?
So you came to Haven to go into the White Tower to find the... ritual that will unlock the power of the Obsidian Spire in Blue Meadow.
I'm trying to remember how things were.
So basically, you have some time before then.
Did I miss the recap?
Can we investigate the White Tower?
Yeah, you're
sweet. We've already did.
No.
You've gone there. You can go there again and see if there's anything.
Who is our contact with the White Tower?
The guy in the black.
Leon Taft.
Yeah.
He stays at the same inn that you guys are staying at.
Liam Taft?
Leon.
Leon. This is all my glossary that I'm not reading.
Yes, it's in the glossary.
Leon Taft.
We should probably check back with him and see if there's been any movement with that.
All right, I'll be here drinking.
Yeah, we can do that. I think that's a smart idea.
We can grab our drinks and walk.
All right, I guess so.
Want me to give you that sippy cup?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
My own goblet, thank you.
My own goblet. You like that goblet to go? Or to go goblet?
I have a Frinky drinker goblet.
You go to find him. You've... the innkeeper tells you that he went to visit the constable.
25% off everything I drink.
To discuss events within the town. It's been a refortified warehouse that's now called the Watchful Sentinel, where they hold...
the newspaper?
Yeah, it's the guardhouse.
No.
It's where they have the watchmen are stationed. They have the court there. Because since the Duke no longer exercises his right of high justice, all cases fall to the civilian court.
Hell yeah.
We can kill two birds with one stone there. We can visit with...
We don't deal with that no more? I thought we were in charge of that stuff.
No, we gave power.
We actually gave power back to the people in some way. So there's actually like a legitimate court.
That's a bad idea.
Took a whole hour.
I prefer dictatorships. All right, continue.
So So the innkeeper just tells you that he went to the Watchful Sentinel to discuss something with the constable.
That sounds like a bad idea.
No, it's a good idea.
Aren't you the constable?
Well, I mean,
in Gloom Meadow.
Yeah, in
sort
Gloom
of
Meadow.
In a different word.
But no, we're in Haven.
I forgot.
Yeah, it's a different person.
You head to the Sentinel. Don you see Juan, a bunch of guards or watchmen coming in and
cool,
out of the town.
Background, by the way.
Or in the building. You enter. You see a few people in locked up in some cells.
Uh-oh, he's rolling.
Rolling insight.
Okay.
20 plus.
All right.
I think whatever he's saying.
Who are you trying to be insightful with?
The prisoners, see if you know any of them, know anything about them?
Possibly. That's what I was actually hoping for. I'm not going to get anything from these people, but...
All right, well, one of them seems...
I don't have any spells.
The other ones seem like, you know, low-life criminals. One of them is just absolutely terrified. You try to discern what the problem is, and she just tells you that she's being held for questioning. She's a nanny. There's been a group of children that have disappeared from their beds.
Oh.
The last few days. No one really made a connection with them until recently. The nanny says she saw someone in the room with a bag, a large bag, and then he was just gone.
Went furry,
and
wasn't
the kid that she was watching
furry,
was gone as well. The noble parents of the child basically blamed her, so she's being held here. She's just absolutely terrified because she said the guy... He had a cowl over his face wearing dark robes, and he had a bag that was big enough to fit a person in, and he winked at her and just disappeared.
I mean, why am I smiling?
Interesting. winked?
Yeah, he winked. Yeah,
like
he
Santa Claus?
He's
got a little swagger.
Yeah, a little swagger.
I like the way you look.
I like the way you look. He disappeared. Look at those nose.
You have, like, smoke.
She's kind of really panicked. She's not a lot of details, but she just said he was there 1 second and then he wasn't there.
Did I lose gather rumors? I used to have that.
Yeah, you have different skills now. Every time they put out a new packet. This is the last packet, though.
I like the gather rumors. I used to be able to gather rumors. I can't gather anything now.
Bobby already kind of gathered what... I mean, what else could we get?
Well, I know, but I'm just asking as a whole.
Well, maybe when we talk to the constable, maybe he'll...
We need to.
We need to ask more about this to the constable, yeah.
After a few moments, you hear some people talking. You see one of the doors open, and you see Lee and Tath and Constable Aiden talking as they're walking over to a desk where the jailer is. They hand him some parchment and... Leon notices you and he
Leon,
waves.
What up, dog? Dude, we need to talk.
What up, G Skillet?
You guys walk over and Leon's like, these are the group that solved the murders from the Roy warehouse.
That's us.
And he introduces them and then he introduces you in turn.
Didn't we hire
to the
that
constable.
Guy? Didn't we hire that guy?
New constable. No, Leon's our black mage that's trying to get into the White Tower.
Oh, he's one of the... mages from the tower that was trapped outside when it disappeared.
Yeah. Gotcha.
He's like, I just came down here to see if there were any more... Well, I came down here to see if there was any more word of any other mages that were outside or anything else going on with the tower. Still trying to find a way to get into it. And Aiden has actually been mentioning some abductions, though. But that's kind of out of my jurisdiction.
Mm. What's the details... behind the abductions. What can you tell us about
that? Let's ask the constable.
Well, at first he thought that they were...
Go ahead.
No, at first he thought they were just missing children because as far as my guards' reports show that there was... All the doors were locked from the inside. The windows were shut. And no one really saw anything until we picked up this nanny.
The nanny was,
whoa,
guys, I know some stuff here. Who pinpointed the nanny as the culprit?
Excuse us, Chester Winterbottom.
She was the only one in the house, so then we picked her up.
Okay.
And you guys can grab a cop-to-cop meeting later.
Shapeshifters, sir! Shapeshifters! You have been run amok by shapeshifters. Have you scoured that house for... moving chairs.
We could go back and search it for them.
Yes.
I have a
yeah, if we could check out the scene.
Yes.
Maybe we
yes.
can gather some information for you. And
if you
back.
Want to check out the...
Because this seems like a little bit more than just child's play.
You can definitely check it out.
I know what I was thinking.
The noble family...
The more than just child's play.
The parents of the child would be appreciative of any help.
Please try not to make too many actions on her until we try to get a little bit more information.
I mean,
I think it's an in.
I'd more than happy to make
that's just my first thought. It's but. An in.
So, other than the abductions, has there been any other? I know there's been no movement with trying to figure out how to get into the tower, but has there been any other odd occurrences as of late that we should be taking note of?
That's the zombies.
I'd be more than happy to use a sleight of hand on me.
At the moment, actually. there's a few complaints.
Perception.
Deception. They think something's up with. There's a new company that is cheap, basically booking ridiculously cheap fare back to the Imperial homeland.
Heard of this.
And some people are complaining that it's a little fishy, but I haven't been able
Dexpedia.
To drink.
Is
it?
Yes.
.com. But that's about it. This is probably the most concerning thing since the murders. You solved the murders.
Yeah, competes with Dragonline.
John makes a very valid point here. We are actually very hyped up on sugar, and personally, I'm sorry about what's about to happen. I'm only responsible for my own actions.
You are quite the person tonight.
It's all the candy.
It's all candy. Hyped up on sugar.
He's hyped up on something. I think it's an Annie.
I think I should interrogate. We don't have that much time to actually solve this thing in that two hours. We gotta go. Should we go search the apartment? I'm gonna go interrogate the nanny. I'll meet you guys in like, say, 10, 15 minutes. We said interrogate, don't make moves on her.
You know, I think your time would better be spent checking out this guy who's charging.
You know what,
Iron Boy,
I'll ask you.
Plus, you can use your
you're married, dude. Oh, you're married. Shut up.
Do you want to split up?
Only if I can go with you.
This is not horrible.
Winterbottom.
This is like Scooby-Doo.
I'm investigating. I'm investigating the crime scene.
I'm going too.
I say we all go.
We should all go.
Let's all go crime scene.
Let's mount our horses.
My leash.
Really, guys?
You're gonna get this until you're not a king anymore.
Whoa. Hold on. We gotta wait for.
Hustle. Yeah. What are you doing so far
here,
away?
Be carried here by his, be carried here by his people, his escorts.
Wow. His male escorts.
This is the last time we have candy during the show.
All right, you guys arrive at the...
Albert Shaw arrives being carried by four muscular men in the pink suit.
All day.
I'm gonna buy you a crier or announcer. I hear you guys.
Hear ye.
Albert Shaw
has arrived. Lord and master of his domain.
Bow down!
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, town crier.
Lord of Winterbottom.
Look into that. Okay.
Lord of Blue Meadow. Duke of Earl.
Duke of Earl? Duke, they start singing.
Master of his own domain.
You arrive at the...
expert at the cantina.
The home.
Finally.
The butler lets you in.
He's got a butler? What the hell's going on around here?
This is Richie Rich.
They're nobles.
Wait. The nanny
nobles?
Was home alone.
Was the guy...
And the butler was
the
there as well,
person
right?
that took the kids looking for
the butler, the butler had retired at the moment.
Okay. But there was a nanny.
The nanny
and dog.
The nanny's room is basically right off from the child's room.
In the nanny of St. Bernard.
Can we check out the nanny's room first?
Yes.
Sure.
It's quite small. It's just got a bed.
I'll check out the room.
Smell the sheets.
Like a...
Hold on, get up, my...
Armoire for her clothes, and that's about it.
Okay.
Shall we all do a spot check?
Yeah, we should do
a spot. We know we want to.
Spot check. Can I use my search skill?
Yeah.
Ooh, I got a 17.
Ooh, I got a 6.
That's the big one, right?
Yep.
26.
Is it wisdom?
I got an 8 plus...
What's it for spot checking?
Yeah. It's got to be intelligence. Or wisdom.
Or wisdom.
Okay.
Which one is it? Don't say okay. We're asking. Wisdom or intelligence? Wisdom. What do we add? Okay, wisdom.
So, Hutzel.
I got an 8.
You don't find much of anything.
I got a 19.
You do find, the light tracks. Like, basically just, like, from the dust on the roof. Very light. there was someone that was like a heavy person, like as heavy as like maybe you.
A werewolf?
Or maybe if the werewolf was heavy, but much bigger than the nanny. And it was only on one side of the room. There's no tracks coming in. There's no tracks going out. There's just a few footsteps on one side.
The window's unlocked.
Well, the window was locked when they got here.
Never was it. Locked originally when they got here.
I have a question. You guys, the murders we were dealing with before, you guys caught that guy, correct?
Yeah.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Hence why we caught him.
Yeah, he's dead.
We don't catch anyone. We kill everybody.
Okay, so...
He was a big man, though, right?
Cover your ears.
Wait, there's a big guy inside...
We don't catch anyone. We kill every motherfucker we come across.
No.
I mean, what was the last person we actually let live?
Well, my point is the murderer in question was a big guy, right?
No, the murderer in question was a mentally disabled person who was the cousin or brother of...
That was the plant man.
Esmond Wright. Here's the thing. Esmond wasn't like a big guy. I think that was just a corruption that fell into the Wright family.
Yeah.
That was no pun actually intended there. But, big heavy guy. We're still getting abductions. I mean, we just got...
Can I use search?
So we may have been dealing with two separate crimes that are happening at the same time here.
Can I use search?
It's probably connected. Yeah.
But are they connected? That's the thing.
Never mind.
Some of these bodies. That's honestly what I think.
Wow, really? God. You guys are like rocking the twos over there.
Oh, wow.
You're not able to sense anything?
No, I don't sense anything.
What about you, Bobby? Can you detect magic? Maybe he used some sort of spell to wink himself in and out of there.
I actually... No, I took Entangle, I took Animal Messenger, I took Moonbeam.
Do you have Knowledge Arcana?
I have...
Alright, you look around and, like they said, perchance that someone locked after.
Yes, but like someone that was able to unlock
there's,
it.
Yeah, there's
then
no
lock it from
supernatural
the
markets.
Yeah, there's no sign of anyone tampering, forcing, breaking in. The only way is if either someone was let in or they use some other manners that are less natural.
Here's my confusion. No, like, the abduction happened in the nanny's room, and this guy was a big guy. So why are the abduction happened in the kid's room? So why are there tracks in the nanny's room?
Maybe he wasn't as stealthy in the nanny's room as he was in the kid's room.
Yeah, but why would he have gone in the nanny's room at all? That's what I'm wondering.
Well, how heavy set is the nanny?
Small girl.
Yeah, she's
small. Well, what about the butler? Is the butler a big guy?
He's a decent, normal sized guy.
Huh. I say we go check out the kid's room.
Yeah, let's check out the kid's room. Mm-hmm.
There's some numbers that are adding up here.
In there, and then that will...
Two
because
plus
those prints are only in the nanny's room.
Please re-roll some crap on that.
Hey, I'm doing another spot check as soon as we get in the kid's room.
All right, kid's room, spot check.
We love rolling dice.
God damn it.
I got a 7.
I got a 2.
I got a 19.
Plus 2, a 4.
All right, between these two...
We find out everything.
You scan this place... you see the bed hasn't been remade. You assume this is the way it's left. It looks like...
Let myself go on my rogue gauge.
It doesn't look like the kid got out of the bed. It looks like something just, like, grabbed him out of the bed. Just the way that the covers, it looks like someone just, like swept him out of it.
But
there's a few footprints coming from just out of the wall between the nanny's room and this place.
Going through the wall, going.
They're not
the
like
wall.
Literally. You don't get a half print through the wall, but they're not coming out of the door. They're not going through the hallway. They just went from the middle of the wall.
Yeah,
you guys.
And then they just stopped.
We've got to be dealing with some sort of spellcaster.
Yeah,
because he must have entered from the nanny's.
Yeah, either of you guys have any kind of thing where you can touch the wall and sense?
Well, yeah, look for like hidden compartments or something.
Like things.
What are?
Can
any
I,
kind of magical?
Sense magic. Can you do some kind of arcane sense? Because I can dispel if there's like a ghost
arcana.
Wall set up.
I have arcana.
Roll that.
All right, let's do it.
You need new dice.
give me that thing.
My dice are terrible.
Here.
Put these dice away.
Make that happen.
Yeah.
Make this happen.
Here, give me these.
This is the same dice you have.
Bad.
I know. Give me that.
Bad die.
All right, here we go.
Give that back. We're locking these away. These are jinxed.
20.
So get
See, told you.
All right, you search the wall.
Give me that one.
There is no ghost wall. However, there is residual magic on the wall.
Yeah.
Can I cast the spell magic?
You could.
Cast the spell magic.
All right, you cast upon the residual magic just fades away.
I love when you do that. Oh, wow. So cool.
Wait, so the magic faded away?
I wish I could do stuff like that.
Yeah, you just saw the presence of like the weave of magic on this
and
thing.
And Bobby made
and he just unraveled it.
Oh, man.
Mm. But now we have no. If it's gone.
It was going to be gone anyway. Is there anything with the. Did it block off anything?
The evidence is gone.
No, it just.
You guys are the worst two guys ever.
It just appears that it's like.
You're like the Siegfried and Roy of magicians.
That it was just the residual amount of magic used from someone that used a spell to cross the door wall.
Okay.
So, from our knowledge, would cause someone to go through a wall?
Like, who a would cause guy someone that can to use magic?
Who
big
or
fat
what?
Guy that can use magic? Flat out.
Isn't there a fat guy
in the council?
Yes.
And he's an asshole.
Yes.
And well, he's not an asshole. Children. He's throwing the party.
Doesn't mean he's not an asshole.
Let's go.
Yes, because he might. If he has baby breath, I mean, we know that eight children.
If he has baby breath,
is he a giant?
If he smells like baby oil,
he's
a baby eater.
Yeah, he's got like baby powder. Smells
my smells liege to the party.
He smells of Gerber.
We're up. I actually wanted to interview the.
So long, good fellow.
Why ask the butler if he heard or anything? Well, that doesn't make any sense.
He slept through the whole thing.
He heard nothing the whole night.
The only thing he woke up to was the nanny screaming, and by the time he got there, the kid was gone.
He was used to that, if you know what I mean.
What time did he retire?
Because of the sex.
A little after sundown.
So, not long after sundown. So we're talking like 6 or 7.
I'm so sorry.
A little after 7.
Oh god!
The
fucking butler.
The butler did it. If you know what I mean.
And we're all gone. And there's Huttle, who's a butler.
Butler. Wow. Some weird creature.
There's like smoke from us leaving. There's Huttle.
Butler. I have a question for you. Do you happen to have any group of butlers?
So how many spellcasters do we know of in this town? We know.
Did we just say we're going to the thing because the guy was
I
the guy?
I know, but you guys are
the only one you know.
Is the big.
Is the big fat guy.
And you
well, he
know
didn't do it.
The druid.
The druid could have done it.
The black cloak guy? Leon?
No, not Leon Tatt.
No, your druid, the one that rescued you last night.
No.
Yes. That's the only other caster you know.
Well, that's a train. That's an.
Yeah, about my guy.
Who rescued you?
Yeah.
He's an elven member of the druid circle. Okay, I've known him for a while. He's a
trusted tree hugger.
But just to let you know, my skull, about recently been getting a lot of stuff in my skull.
The crystal skull?
And
or
a
your
man was
skull?
Standing over a slain elf with a smirk upon his face. But he killed an elf, so never mind.
Yeah. But he's not dead yet.
Maybe we should go talk to your contact, though, because maybe his life is in
the
danger.
Premonition. The
Do
premonition.
Do I want to send an animal messenger? We can get my
I
contact
could be the guy
out there.
Standing over the elf.
Well, yeah, I mean, if nothing else, we can. Maybe he knows something.
Your suits.
Albert, are you still at the house?
No,
Sir Albert Josh, the warrior
of the blah blah blah.
The gigantic drinker of the ocean.
Defiler of urinalysis. Yes, it's all those things and more.
Destructor of.
Hide your children and put your daughters away. Lock your children.
I think you guys are drunk already. The damn festival hasn't even started yet.
Dancer of the Duchy.
Dancer of the Duchy.
Oh no, that comes back.
We already said that earlier.
So, what is each of you bringing to the party?
Wait, what are we bringing?
Mountain Dew.
We're bringing the party. We're bringing it.
I'm bringing the usual Albert Shaw treats.
Wait, bring it on. We're bringing it on. Part 1 and 2 and 3.
Ooh. Well, you're all wearing your royal attire.
Frankincense
what else are you bringing?
Well, I'm going to bring my quarterstaff because it kind of shrinks down.
Plus, oh, weaponry? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I'm bringing the bone statuette.
I'm guessing we can't
kind of
show up in full gear, can we?
I'm bringing you can't wear your dragon scale armor over the clothing.
Yeah, we need to be...
Or under the clothing.
We need to be elegant and...
Well, maybe we could hide our gear somewhere safe in case we need it.
Why don't we put it in a bag outside?
Now, let me ask this. On a serious,
burlap bag.
On a somewhat serious note, but if I have the keen dagger, that's the one that's attached to my wrist.
Yeah, that's the Assassin's Creed dagger.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't have that.
Can I get away with my gauntlets on me? Or no? I gotta stow that.
I'm also gonna bring my ring of ram.
They're a little weird looking, but you can wear
them. I'm also gonna bring my ring of ram as well.
No, I'm gonna stow the gauntlets.
All right, you have the ring of ram. That's just a ring that looks like a ram head.
I can still go in with my staff. Because I'm a wizard and people know.
You're going to pull the old
Gandalf? I can just have my staff, like, and walk in.
You wouldn't separate an old man from his staff, would you?
His walking stick?
Yeah, it was my walking stick.
All right, well, I'm going to have my armor
walking
close by on my horse. Case. The horse is not wearing the arm.
Gotcha. Understood.
That would be awesome if it was.
Right?
Can we just have each one of your 9,000 escorts hold all of our crap for us?
That's what I'm thinking.
We don't have any escorts.
You have escorts.
Why don't we dress one escort up?
No, he was escorted to the
You are inn. My escorts, you genius.
I'm not. I'm Miles Carver.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so you bring your quarterstaff.
Yeah.
Anything else you're bringing?
Dude, I mean...
I'll probably have my crown and my sword.
I can't bring anything that's going to be like...
Queso.
Queso.
I'm bringing salsa.
He's gonna have
people
a dagger baked into a loaf of bread. Here,
now, can I also?
Party.
I get my staff right. I don't.
Yeah, you can bring that.
You don't need much.
I don't need much. I mean, yeah, that's it. That's all I really need.
I drop the ball.
Mustache
with
the curves
in
the French way.
Gotcha.
I drop everything.
Yes. Hello.
So you guys dress. You head towards the.
Mouth cover talks like this.
Then the merchant part of the town.
What are you from the south?
There's like a slew of tents put around the estate of.
We meet again, Bobby Lee.
You see, like, peasants and the lower folk just, like, walking around, drinking. There's, like, buffets set out with them.
Oh, wow.
Your invitation is actually into the manor house.
Okay.
And you arrive. There's a bunch of finely dressed people. You're greeted by a few of them. Eventually, Esmond himself finds you. He greets each of you.
Do we bring people with us, like dates or any of that stuff?
No.
Does that work? I mean, I don't know.
You don't want to in a situation unless something goes down.
So,
Freaky Friday.
Freaky
stepping
Friday.
At 2 months old and Mel's
the party is going well. You meet a few people that are in the room together. There's a nice set of brothers, Solomon and John Cardwell. They do some carpentry, and they make basically carts for the shipping inland, which is a big thing, make wagons. Because back then, you're using wooden wheels, so wooden wheels break a little more.
Back then, it's happening right now. I don't know what you're talking about.
And then you meet Edward Goldworth, who's, as far as you know, just born into money. And he's
well, his last name is Goldworth.
Very boring to speak with. And then there's Susanna Everett, who is the most desired bachelorette in the town.
Stand back, boys. this one's all mine.
What's your charisma?
Miles Carver's got this.
Negative 12?
Negative 12.
Plus 1.
Dude, roll it. See if you can hit on it.
Have fun.
But you're an 8.
I'm an 8.
Good luck, Don.
Remember, I'm a rogue.
Yeah, like, you're a rogue.
And the rogues.
Watch out, you guys.
The 9 of you are mingling in this dinner hall.
Amazing party. Bippity bloppity. Can I actually.
Turkey leg is delightful.
History history roll, see if I can find what they know about.
Is this the Oktoberfest?
Esmond.
Okay.
Anything from the past. I rolled a 1.
So
he lived on Sesame Street right next to Grover? That's amazing.
Grover doesn't live on Sesame Street, he just works there.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
I'm going to do a spot check just because I can.
What are you spotting for?
I don't know. Looking for people who stand out.
Drunks. Fat men.
That
can walk through walls.
Yeah, we need that.
Drunk Batman.
I can't believe we're walking through walls. Let
me do it. I got a 9.
You know nothing.
You did not see a lot. There's the 9 people, like I said. You notice when they open the door, like everyone else, and the butler comes in with like these golden plated serving trays, and they place them onto the table, and the butler calls you to dinner. You and like he lifts them up, and you see nice legs of Mucky ham brings. Or mutton.
Head this guy's very, very
the head comes off. Yeah.
Okay.
Got a monkey head on.
Yeah, I'm thinking monkey head.
So there's a pretty decent spread.
Can I use stealth to blend in and
eat your food
away from everybody?
Eat your food quickly.
Are you going to sit at the table and eat? Or are you going to hide in the shadow? As everyone's eating, you're like...
No, well, I'm going to go search the room.
He's going to pull that LL Cool J scene from Toys.
In fact, I use
yeah.
the couch.
While everyone's...
You're going to what?
Search
all
the
eating.
Room and see what's going on.
Miles.
Before we all go in there.
Yeah?
You're in the room.
In
you've been
there.
Mingling. You've been talking to different people.
We're
this is
where
actually
dinner.
Having dinner in this
yeah.
room.
Yeah, he just told us to look in the
room. I don't know if it was the same room or different rooms. Jeez, calm down, Brian.
Are you going to watch it?
I like the picture of like the food gets served, and you just see, like, with no word, Mark just get darker and darker as he just backs away from
ghost face out.
See it all the way. And the guy's like, steps back. Like,
where'd Carver go?
Oh. Don't mind.
And you see Esmond
food disappear.
Esmond comes over and his butler pulls out his chair for him and he sits down and his butler pushes it in for him. He's a little big around the
Albert saw that really.
Wait, who's big again?
Esmond.
Oh, Esmond's big.
Mm-hmm. His brother was a plant person.
And yeah. you see
maybe he's a
the two butlers are going
person?
Around the table pouring wine into each of your goblets. He's like inside. To the heroes of Gloom Meadow, he raises his glass and the four others raise their glass.
Thank you. Wait, am I part of... Yeah, no, thank you.
Thank you.
I don't really consider myself... I'm not really from Gloom Meadow. I mean...
You can be a hero of Gloom Meadow if you want.
You don't mind?
Yeah.
You're a hero of Gloom Meadow.
You're an honorary hero.
You're an honorary member of our clan.
Thank you.
Since the other dude died, we'll bring you on.
Actually, two people died.
Shh, don't tell them.
We don't talk about that other
tell
person.
Tell the red shirt now. Everyone else died.
Don't worry, you're not wearing a red shirt.
It actually is.
He is.
Alright. The other five slammed down their drinks.
Okay, just check.
They grab a few pieces of the legs of meat, and they start eating.
What are we having? Mutton?
Oh, a variety of animals that I've
monkey brains.
Procured from my personal stocks.
Lizard.
Oh. Hold nothing back. The people must be happy. We must increase their morale. These are dangerous times, and we can't have dissent within the city.
Yes, I agree,
but... Don't you believe especially it causes some form of distraction from the real problem that's actually happening?
Yes, a distraction for the common people while the people with the influence and the power can actually fix the problems.
It's quite
I'm not relying upon the common folk to solve the major problems. Yes. I'm just trying to keep them busy while someone else solves them.
It's quite disturbing with all these disappearances afoot.
I heard that you had visited on your way here the constable. Was there any... I thought we had solved the murders.
No,
they're still, until this moment, unsolved.
Oh.
Children.
Abductions.
Seems there may have been magic involved.
Magic?
Little ones.
Little magic?
Little magic?
Footprints. Walls.
Figures.
Nannies.
I'm saying everything. Don't give them all information.
Butlers.
You're the worst ever.
We're also to say one word.
You're the worst detective ever. Don't give every information.
Well, like, know.
We are looking for someone still.
He doesn't need to know anything.
Yes.
Investigations are still going on. You're doing everything
you
to
can't comment at this time on this ongoing investigation.
It's his town.
Shut up, Brian. Oh, you're the worst cop ever.
All right. Everyone, roll me a die.
Does it matter which one?
Before I do this, can I
Oh God, please give me something.
Is there any way I can
use stealth?
Can I cast, before I dig into 20. This food?
I got 20.
I got two.
What are we
poison resist, right? One?
Okay.
Can I cast protection from poison on myself?
I hit my pencil doesn't count.
You actually have...
how many times you can roll?
I would roll the
I think
all,
you
yeah.
have poison resistance being a...
Do I still have that?
19.
Oh, Nelly.
You should roll again. See what else you can.
Yeah, you have advantage happens. On any saving throw.
So I think I hit the table.
Throw against
see,
poison.
I wish I got that.
Is there any way I can cast it on my crew?
No one's going to
do that. No one's going to
do that. Shout out paying attention.
What'd you get?
Bobby's distracting him.
What'd you get?
20.
What'd you get? 19. Plus whatever other stuff.
I rolled a one.
You get to roll again. You have an advantage.
Nice.
Does it matter what we add to that?
Come on, Winterbottom.
15. Does it matter what we add to that?
Okay. He doesn't tell us. We don't know what we're rolling for.
Oh. Okay. You guys are talking about it, and all of a sudden you hear coughing. You look down at the end. You see Hutzel coughing up blood.
Oh, no.
Sean, no!
Sean?
Sean?
Shot. Oh, you said Sean.
No, I didn't say Sean.
Yeah.
For the rest of the people in the room?
I don't think this meat was cooked, although.
Yeah.
Someone are you choking on a bone?
Don't you have a person that tests your food first?
Yeah, don't you have a tester?
You're the worst royal ever.
All right, you take 9 points of damage.
Oh.
Why don't you have someone that tests, eat your food for you?
You're supposed to eat your food.
Spit up your food.
I didn't even eat anything yet. I was really drinking the alcohol.
All right.
I'm an alcoholic.
I think we all ate because we all rolled to see if we were going to.
I'm an alcoholic.
All right, after that...
Have you caught on yet, but...
You see, the other five problem. People are all staring at the group of you now. And Esmond pushes back his thing with his goblin in his hand. He goes, because everything was working until you guys got here.
Oh.
I knew
it's
we
like, do you
it.
Like the food?
No.
It's a little dry, actually.
My assistant, my brother, created it. By skinning and carving people.
No. Oh my god! We eat children!
Roll a madness check.
I really hate this guy.
A madness
is check? Is that a d20?
Yeah.
I'm going
through. It's intelligence or
wisdom.
Oh my, oh my. That's one heck of a dinner party. I wonder how much time they have left. I hope when the boys roll their dice, they don't artichoke. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to Dungenetics. We can be reached at dungenetics@gmail.com, Dungenetics at Instagram, Dungenetics on Twitter, and if you search for our other fellow podcasts, we have the B&M Baked Podcast, the Free Lunch News, and of course, Twin Peaks Unwrapped. Our music comes from the illustrious and amazing Games Brown. That's right, GamesBrown. He can be reached at Bandcamp. And, gosh, there's one more thing I wanted to say. Oh, thank you for your support. It means a lot. Like I said before, there's a lot of other better Dungeons & Dragons podcasts out there. But we're glad you're wasting it with us. Away. While the world is burning. Have an amazing adventure and never forget, dice only cost like 89 cents. I don't know why you guys aren't playing this game. Jerks. Take care now.
I'm like the Ryan Dunn at this point.
I'll get one more.
I'm
gonna die.
Oh my god, this is not dark.
Sorry.
Maybe I bring someone who's trained in the finer arts of fighting.
Who are you bringing to a party?
I am recruiting a new group
He's
of
Miles Carver-Mary.
No.
Then don't worry about
maybe
it.
Maybe I'm recruiting my own rogue
Yeah, there's only two
crew.
People in this party that are married.
Me?
Yes, maybe I'm recruiting my rogue army. All
right.
You could be. So you, Esmond greets you up, and he's like,
I'm
glad.
With them, though. Remember. But Miles Carver, I'm separate.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just the three of us.
Just
you're off border.
I'm off doing my own thing.
Because
I will act like I know these guys, because I don't want everyone to be like.
Well, they don't really know you guys that well.
Yeah, we're new to this. Yeah.
So you could be Miles Carver and be their friends.
I'd rather be separate, so he wouldn't associate.
Well, how did you get invited then? And how did you get measured? They came to you because you defended this place. they know you. So if you just say, I'm a different person now, and like pretend you don't know them, it's going to be a little suspicious.
Just go
they
in.
They already knew you from before.
Yeah.
As
in Zeus. I don't know if you introduced yourself. And
I didn't.
Yeah. You could just say you're Miles Carver.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay, I'm
if
just
you
checking.
Want, you can sneak in.
I'm just checking.
Introduce yourself as Enzio, and Enzio can disappear, and you can make a change in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Throw on a fake mustache.
Like, you walk into a phone booth, walk out without your glasses, and you're like,
can you put me towards your water closet?
Like a classic Disney movie.
Hombres, don't more like you know.
Disney movie.